high school kids, they're kind of a pain in the butt, don't get me wrong, but they give me energy every day. And when they have that moment where they get something that you're trying to get them to understand, and they can take that thought or thinking or concept and then move it to the next level where they're coming up with questions on their own and answering their own questions, that's when you know you've got them hooked. And I love to see kids get hooked in science. Oh, biology is not as boring as I thought it would be.
For me, it was when I did work for Common Ground Outdoor Adventures, when we met, I was working with people with disabilities, and we were doing outdoor recreation trips. And part of that was I taught adaptive skiing, I taught some adaptive kayaking. Well, so my first year of school, of college, was pre-med, and I very quickly learned I was not ready for that. And then I kind of had that year off working for AmeriCorps with the nonprofit, and then it was, what did I do next? Art, maybe? I think
art.
I went into
art. You wanted to be an art teacher.
Well, no, I wanted to go into graphic design.
Graphic design.
Then it was art teacher.
And then you kept saying, I can't stand the art students.
Oh, yeah, the art was driving me crazy, so I wasn't quite into that culture. So so then it was teaching, I guess,
well,
really.
One
and
day
then,
you
but,
came
but it wasn't quite, it was like, okay, do I do, you know, I was working with people with disabilities, so I was like, oh, man, it'd be nice to do some going to special ed.
You're killing me, man. I told you, like, for 2 years, you should become a special ed teacher.
I had to figure it out
on
my own. So I don't know what the future holds as far as is how I where I go next.
Or
if I stay where I'm
Wyoming.
At, you know. Yes.
I know. A dream that we've had since we've been married or even together is to see every national park and then to visit every state park, which would be tough.
Have we been to Fossil Butte together? I don't even know if we've done that one.
Yes, we have.
Have we? Okay, good.
We have a lot to get done.
Yeah. Dinosaur.
We should probably get started.
Yep, that's for sure.
I mean, as a teacher, that's my summer aspirations. I just want to get a little trailer and just travel. Just go to one spot and stay there for 2 or 3 weeks and just say, all right, let's move on to the next spot. And just have our bikes and just go around with our kids and visit all these places. That's my dream.
I think I could tolerate that.
You can?
I still foresee myself like on a 50-acre
Yeah, no, too much work for me.
In the upper, you know, just a little plot up in the upper Green River, sitting on my deck, drinking my coffee, just hanging out with my shotgun. And
Shooting what?
Just hanging out with it. I don't have to shoot it. I just have to hold it.
Okay.
The 44 mag on the hip and... rocking in my rocking chair.
Know.
I think that'd be all right.